I was conscripted and I did national service at the end of the first year of university. If you were a university student, over the Australian summer break, you did a six-week army camp. And then every 2 months, there'd be a weekend when you'd have to turn up to camp and so on.
Yeah.
So I did that camp. And by then I was in second year. And in second year, in the circles I moved in, it was compulsory to have a beard. And it's not allowed in the army. So for the first weekend camp, I turned up with a beard. And they said, if you come next time with a beard, you will get a dishonourable discharge. So I did, and so I did. That's how it wasn't taken terribly seriously there. A few years later, conscription meant Vietnam, and that's a lot more serious. So I didn't take it seriously, and I didn't know whether they'd actually kick me out or not, but they did for that reason. And so it did me no harm, and also I got to meet Clive James because he was in the same dorm as me. He did English one at the same time as me. He thought it was wonderful. I hated it. He did psychology at one, it was the same time as me. He hated it, and I thought it was wonderful. So we didn't have much in common academically, but it was fun being in the army with him. So conscription was still there. I couldn't say no, but I could, as it turned out, get kicked out, which is what happened.